Well, hi there, everybody. This is Pastor AJ. I want to say welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for joining us this week as we continue looking at our series on Paul's list of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. So today we're going to continue, and today we're going to talk about the fruit of faithfulness, how you and I can cultivate a heart that is more obedient and more willing to serve God and follow Christ's leading wherever it is that he wants to take us. And so right off the bat, I want to just ask whether or not you would describe yourself as a faithful person in general. Would you consider yourself somebody to be reliable or dependable? Are you somebody who tends to follow through with the things that are requested of you? Are you someone who is actively listening for God's voice and seeking his leading as you parent and do your job and fill all of the different roles that you have in your life? As disciples, you and I are called to pick up our cross and follow Jesus, to not live for ourselves or our own desires, but really to figure out how it is God is calling us to live, what it is that he wants us to do. And then the hardest part is to willingly do it, to not resist, to not make excuses, but instead to grow in faithfulness as we take on whatever challenges or whatever opportunities that God places in front of us. And so one of the best examples of faithfulness, and someone that I come back to regularly, is the Apostle Paul in the New Testament. Because as you might know, Paul was once a Jewish religious leader who was then called into Christian ministry. Paul is called to become an apostle to the Gentiles, to do this very hard work of traveling, preaching and evangelizing, starting churches from scratch, and then trying to keep all these churches full of young Christians from falling apart as they, you know, disagree and get pulled in all these different directions. Paul had an extremely difficult job, and the truth is his ministry was really hard on him. Paul was beaten up, he was imprisoned, he was shipwrecked, he was often alone, and of course he was traveling, unable to have kind of the normal routines and stability that you and I take for granted. And yet, in spite of that hardship, Paul was faithful. Paul continued to live out this calling and do all that God had asked him to do. And I want to share a passage that comes from the book of Acts, where Paul is getting ready to head back to Jerusalem, and he explains this faithfulness in, I think, a really clear and compelling way. In Acts 20, verse 22, he says this, "And now, compelled by the Spirit, I'm going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I know that in every city, the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardship are facing me." He's acknowledging that his calling is not easy. And yet he says this in verse 24, "However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given to me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace." And so by his own admission, Paul is stepping out into a life of hardship and difficulty, much harder than anything you and I will likely have to experience. And yet, Paul is faithful. Paul continues to obey, knowing full well that the future is uncertain and that his own safety isn't even guaranteed. But he does that because his heart is fixed on God's will. The most important thing to Paul is that Christ would be glorified and that Paul would see himself as a tool, as a servant, as one who is there to be used by God according to his good purposes, however it is that God would choose to lead him. So as you think about your life and your faith, would you describe yourself as a faithful person? And how is it that you and I can cultivate this fruit of faithfulness? How can we be more willing and ready to rise to whatever challenges that God puts in front of us? How do we grow in faithfulness as we seek to do God's will? Well, I think one major part of that is by spending regular time in reflection and really doing the best that we can to listen for God's voice. This is kind of a theme throughout this series, but I think if we want to grow in the fruit of the Spirit, we have to draw on the Spirit's power by spending time with God, listening for His leading, and doing all that we can to really understand His will and ground ourselves in the knowledge that what God wants is far, far better than what you and I might want for ourselves. And in this passage from Acts, I love that Paul uses the image of a race to describe what he's doing. I think the Christian life is very comparable to a long race or maybe a multi-stage race like the Tour de France. If you're not familiar, every year, except for this year because of COVID-19, these professional cyclists will race through France over the course of 3 weeks or so. And the race is not run start to finish, but it's broken up into these different stages. So every day, they have a certain amount of distance that they have to cover. And depending on where they are, that stage might be easy, it might be fairly comfortable, or it might be really challenging as they're climbing through the mountains or dealing with weather and doing all these really difficult things. And so when you and I think about our lives, I think it's helpful to think about this multi-stage race that each of us are running. And depending on what's going on and what your circumstances are, you might be in a fairly easy and comfortable stage, or you might be in a difficult stage. You might feel like you are currently racing in the rain or that you're climbing uphill. And if we can be honest about what the stage is like, then I think we can begin to understand what God is actually asking of us in this current moment. Because the truth is, not every stage of life is the same, and God's directions for us will frequently change depending on the different responsibilities and different things that He places in our lives. So I don't think it's fair to say that God expects the same thing of somebody who is single than someone who has a family. Nor is it fair to say that God expects the same things from somebody who's in their 70s or 80s as somebody in their 20s, right? We know that intuitively, that when you're in a different stage of life, God wants you to prioritize different things. You have different levels of time and energy and resources that are available depending on your other obligations. But I also think that this goes deeper than just our commitments or our family life. I think our stages that we're running are influenced by our emotions, by stress, by the amount of conflict or tension in our lives. And sometimes we end up running a very difficult portion of the race, not because we've had a bunch of stuff piled onto our plate, but because there is just so much other stuff going on that we feel kind of bogged down or we feel weighted by all of this stuff that we have to deal with. And so rather than resisting that, or rather than expecting ourselves to run at the same pace no matter where we are on the course or what the conditions are like, I think learning to be faithful means learning to recognize where we're at and asking critical questions about what God actually expects of us in this current moment. So if you are somebody who is feeling really strong at the moment, you feel like you're in a good, easy stage. You feel like the course is flat, it's dry, you are ready to rock and roll and make up some ground and get ahead of people. Well, in that case, I think God is calling you to be faithful by thinking about how you can stretch yourself, right? What are things that you can take on in this season where you're feeling strong and feeling like you have a lot to give? What is it that God would want you to do with the resources that you have, both financially and materially, but also spiritually and emotionally? Is there somebody that God is maybe leading you to mentor? Is there a volunteer opportunity that you are ready to say yes to? Is there some way that God wants you to reach out and connect with people who are disconnected from the church, knowing that you have the time, or that you have the energy, or that you have the emotional stability to do something that could be hard or stretching? I think in those stretches of life where we feel like we're in a good place and things are going well, I think faithfulness means being open-handed with our time and our resources and saying, okay, God, I have all of this to offer. What would you like me to do? This isn't just for me. This isn't just to make my life easier or more comfortable. How can I take what I've been given and use it in service to your kingdom? The flip side of that, of course, is that sometimes we feel like we are really struggling. If you've ever run the full riverbank run, the 25K, there's this moment on the course where you're about 9 or 10 miles in of a 15-mile race, and you are already tired, you're sweaty, you're ready to be done, and then the course turns onto Butterworth and heads back towards downtown Grand Rapids. And so all of a sudden, the course goes from this nice, flat, easy run to having a bunch of hills in a row, up and down and up and down. And it's the last thing that you want when you've already been running and you're feeling really tired. Maybe that's where you're at this week. Maybe you feel like you're climbing uphill. Maybe you feel like it's pouring rain. Maybe you feel like, man, I'm not thinking about what I can take on. I'm thinking about what I have to let go of just so I can survive. The truth is, we're all going to face stages or seasons that are like that. And when we get to one of those moments, I think it's right to bring those things before God and say, okay, all of this is going on. I can't possibly do all of this and maintain my sanity. I cannot run at the same pace that I could when the course was flat and it was 70 degrees and perfect outside. Instead, what do I need to focus on? What does it mean for me to be faithful in this moment? If God is asking you to look after an aging parent, well, that might mean that you have to let go of some volunteer responsibility for a season in order to focus on giving good care. If you have young kids in your home, it may mean that there are certain relationships that you're not able to give time and attention to because you're giving so much to your children. If you're going through a really difficult season where there's a lot of conflict, there's a lot of hard things, or you're feeling a lot of anxiety, well, maybe God wants you to focus on those primary responsibilities and then make sure that you're taking extra time for rest or to spend time with Him so that you have all that you need for the things that you really have to do. Nobody can answer the question of faithfulness for you. Ultimately, it's something that's between you and God. But I think as we want to cultivate a faithful heart and a faithful attitude, we have to be discerning and realize that God is asking different things of us at different points in our lives. For some of us, that's going to mean stretching ourselves and challenging ourselves. And for some of us, it's going to mean letting ourselves off the hook a little bit. It's going to mean learning to let go of secondary things so that we can focus on those two or three things that we know without a doubt that God wants us to focus on. And so the only way to really know this is to be spending time with God, to be intentionally asking for clarity, for having Christian friends in your life who can speak truth, who can let you off the hook for certain things or challenge you to say, you know, maybe one of those nights that you're out playing golf, you could do something a little more constructive. We can't figure it out on our own, nor can we will ourselves to be as faithful as we want to be. Instead, we need God and we need the Christian community to help us discern what it is that God is asking of us. What does it look like for you in this particular moment to pick up your cross and follow Jesus wherever it is that He's leading you? Let's pray that God would help us develop a more faithful heart this week. And as always, if you have questions or something you want to process, please don't hesitate to reach out to me anytime. Let's pray together. God, we thank you for the models of faithfulness that you have put in our lives, for the people and the biblical characters who demonstrate what it means to follow Christ in any and every circumstance. Father, in our own lives, we want to be faithful people. We want to live according to your will and do all that you are asking us to do, no matter how stretching or scary it might seem. And so, God, I pray for clarity for us, that we will know what it means to be faithful in this particular moment. Help us to run the race well. Help us to give all that we have in service to your kingdom. And help us to remember that ultimately we don't do this on our own, but we do it in and through the power of the Holy Spirit working within us. Forgive us when we try to do things by our own strength. Remind us often that you invite us to spend time with you. Help us to hear your voice, to know your word, and discern your will more and more clearly each day. And it's in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit we pray. Amen. Well, friends, I want to say thank you again for listening. Please continue to share the podcast over email or social media. Not only does it help us get the word out about South Granville, but more importantly, it helps others to connect with Christ and begin to hear this invitation to relationship that he extends to them and to all of us. And so no matter where you're at or what this stage of your life might be like, I hope that you will find peace in God's presence and be able to grow in faithfulness as you love and serve the Lord. We'll see you next week.